Hello, I'm Noel Davidson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas. I sent by God to your house to declare unto you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. First Corinthians 15, 3 and 4. Tell us what the gospel is, how that Jesus Christ died for our sins according to the scripture. He was buried. He rose again the third day according to the scripture. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, recovering a sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised. The word is nigh thee, even in your heart, in your mouth, is a word of faith which I preach. People confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by his faith. I want to welcome everyone on this Christmas day in Plano, Texas. First, I want to say to the world, Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. It's a great pleasure to be able to do this broadcast on this audio just before 6 a.m. Christmas morning, Plano, Texas. Thank God. Those of you that have followed my ministry, especially the past 8 years, know what kind of persecution and affliction that I've undergone. It's been the most trying and humbling time of my life because beginning in January 2009, my vision started dimming. And by 2013, I couldn't see anything. I could see light, but I could not see anything. I could not focus on anything and know what I was looking at. After Kathy Davidson, who's seated right here, read Daniel 11, verse 20 through 28 to me. And I thought, could this be the United States of America? In the book of Daniel, in January 2013, and I'm reading it. Well, my friends, it is about the U.S. of A. And I thank God that I'm an apostle and prophet sent to the world. I apologize for my raspy voice. Perhaps you'll understand more about it after I finish. I want Kathy D. to read Psalm 143 about four verses, I think, or whatever it is.
Psalm 143. Hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has smitten my life down to the ground. He has made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate.
That's an amazing psalm. I believe this is King David that experienced this. I certainly never thought Doyle Davidson would ever experience anything like this. But I certainly never thought that I'd be an apostle and prophet either. I recall when I was a young boy, I could hear things, understand them, that others around me couldn't. I did not understand why. Years over the years, I've come to see I was ordained a prophet before I came forth from my mother's womb, a prophet to the world. What a blessing, and I thank God for it. I've been in the ministry since 1980, public, in Plano, Texas. 81, bought the building that we're in now and been there ever since. Been debt-free since 1985. Never asked for money and never will. God supplies all of my needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. This past 8 years, beginning in January, humbled me, brought me very, very low. I can see I'm a captive to the Lord. In my own house. In 2013, things really got bad. As I said, Kathy reading Daniel 11, 20 through 28 to me, it got much worse. 14, 15, 16. Much worse. I'd have times where I could see a little light or see an image, an automobile crossing at a stoplight, or it'd be on go with them, wouldn't it? And that would encourage me. But that may only last a few days or a few weeks. It's just been a roller coaster ride, up and down. I never lost my determination, never lost my faith, my hope. You know, Hebrews 11, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's Hebrews 6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And they that come to God must believe that he is God and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I've been a faith person all these years, living by faith from the day I sold 121 Veterinary Hospital and my practice and set out obeying the Lord, not knowing where I was going. Certainly never thought those steps, those beginning steps, would bring me here. And I want to say, I used to speak Isaiah 53:4-5 by the hour. I read Isaiah 52, the last three verses, and Isaiah 53 aloud for years to build my faith. I've recommended that to everyone. Normally, a person should start reading aloud the Psalms. They're more fitting of your heart. But if you could start in Isaiah 52, last three verses, and Isaiah 53, the whole chapter, do so. That, my friends, is the gospel of Jesus Christ. I read it for years. Then I learned to speak. Isaiah 53:4-5. Aloud, and I could pray it. And with strength, it built my faith. It washed my body pure water. Book of Hebrews. But in 2009, I almost lost any ability to speak Isaiah 53:4-5. One time I did read 100 Psalms on tape. But you know what? I think that was 04. It's been almost, I felt almost like a dead man because I couldn't do what I've done for years. A word man, when I was in trouble, before I was in trouble, I'd speak frequently Isaiah 53:4-5. But when trouble would approach, I'd get right on Isaiah 53:4-5. But when this persecution came on me, I could not do that. I couldn't get it up. My faith was overwhelmed by a seducing spirit. But God sustained me. He held me up. On Friday, I woke up and actually I went to the church and got on my bike. And as I started riding, I started speaking Isaiah 53:4-5. And I noticed I could keep talking. I'd overcome that much. My soul being purified from my persecutions and afflictions put on by God's people. I spoke all day with just few delays or interruptions. Friday night, was a tough night. A tough night. Saturday was equally tough. I felt sad. Sadness is not a part of my personality. But all day Saturday, I felt sad. I felt dead last night, along with staff members. I made some postings of events that took place in my life years back. And I could tell, as they were posted, life began to rise a little in my heart. I posted one about the serpent bites that someone said to me I should do. I thought, why not? And I did help a little. But I went to bed sometime after 10. Sad. Almost overwhelmed. I slept well till 4:01 a.m. I know that. I woke up. Kathy D up to wake up. I said, what time is it? She said, 4:01. Let me sleep. She didn't say that. But I know her. I laid there. I felt miserable. Low. Satan telling me, you're not going to make it. You are not going to make it. You're 84 and you feel like this. It was puzzling to me. And then I started meditating on Isaiah 53:4-5. What is that psalm at the meditation of your heart? And the words of your mouth be acceptable unto the Lord. After some 45 minutes meditating on Isaiah 53:4-5, I started feeling like Doyle Davidson again. Now, I don't want your sympathy. I wouldn't give a quarter for it, because I don't need it. But I was baffled by all of this. I couldn't understand the reason. And the Lord spoke. Kathy D., would you read Mark 4?
And have no root in themselves, and so endure for a time. Afterwards, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended.
That's what the Lord said. Affliction and persecution for the word's sake. What word? Isaiah 53:4-5, which I've not been able to speak for several years. Boy, I saw that. Sure, that's what's happened. Afflicted for Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. Oh, Katie woke up. I said, would you help me do an audio? Sure. Always willing. Here I am. Surely it bore my sickness, carried my pain. Yet I did esteem him stricken, smitten to God, and afflicted. But he's wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquity. Chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with his stripes I was healed. Oh, the sadness is gone. And I'd like to just sit here and speak Isaiah 53, 4, and 5 to the world, but I'll let you speak it to yourself. But as I go, I want to say one more time, Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah from my office in Plano, Texas. God bless you. See you next time. Doyle Davidson.